Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Giesling and Jay Smith, CEO and President of Floor Expo. Glad to have you with me. I was unfortunately not able to make your meeting. I wanted to talk to you and have our listeners hear a little bit about it. You had a meeting last week in Palm Springs, California, and brought your membership in there. Just real quick for people who may not know about Floor Expo, you are a group of roughly 100 flooring contractors who focus on the residential market with two sectors. You have both the single family and multifamily sectors. And I know that most of my listeners know that that business has been one of the most seriously hit during this recession, and some estimate that it's off as much as 75% to 80% from its peak. Guys, if you don't mind, let's just start out. Dave, tell us a little bit about the tone of the meeting.
You and I were discussing on the phone earlier, Kemp, your recent strategic exchange article in Floor Focus, and it was interesting. Your topic was this notion that pessimism can lead to a self-fulfilling prophecy and perhaps, you know, create double-dip recessions and things of that nature. And I think from a tone standpoint, we've taken the opposite approach. I know you were with us last year and saw us plant some of those seeds in terms of this notion that positive thinking can affect outcomes. And we have a lot of experience within the group where it has, and I'm going to lead to one which was key, which was some decisions that Jay made about conference this year that I think really set the tone. But the idea being that we do see what we think and feel. We don't necessarily see what we're looking at is where we started last year and carried it forward this year. And we had some great testimonials from members. Jimmy Bonner out at Floors, Inc. will tell you that their business is not just better, it's exponentially better than it ever was. And a lot of that's due to the hardship they've gone through. And to your point, that market is down 75 to 80% on the single family side, not so much on the multifamily side, but it's been hit heavily on the single family side. And then you've got a member in Denver, Colorado, that's, you know, remodeled at the absolute bottom of the market and has taken a very aggressive attitude and posture, really with a build for the future mentality. And they have found that that mentality and that attitude is generating business today. They have competitors that are laying people off, and they're busy running around trying to hire. So I mentioned those as background. Jay came to me, and we sat down for a while, late spring, early summer. And he said, I've got a crazy idea. I know it may not be the best time for this, but the essence of the idea was he wanted to add 50% more to our conference in terms of time and therefore expense, time away from business for members and so forth. And a very long story, very short, far and away, the best conference that we've ever had. Very, very well received and, you know, lots of good content, participation, attitudes. And I think you got a group remarkably in the climate that we're in economically feeling better than they ever have before.
Actually, I've gotten some feedback from some of the people who went, and they concur with what you're saying, that they left there very upbeat. You know, summarize what you're saying. Basically, your attitude can actually change the outcome, can it?
Absolutely.
Jay, if you would, why don't you tell us a couple of highlights of the meeting?
Well, you missed a good one. We had it was a good meeting. We were at La Quinta, which is a beautiful property, first of all. It's just a fabulous venue for us. Yeah, you mentioned it. You know, the home builder segment is depressed, but Floor Expo is not. We were fired up. We're looking at the glass is half full, and we went through a lot of different programs to do that. And of course, on the multi side, the business is very, very robust. In fact, you know, we saw starts just the other day going up in that segment pretty aggressively too. So those guys are fired up, doing well, and we're looking to build on that. We kicked it off with a nice panel. We had Tom Late from over at Mohawk. Jeff Meadows from BoU, and interestingly, we had Karen Strauss, who's the president of Masco's cabinetry brands, Rathmade, Merillat, so on. And we did a panel with those guys where we kind of use that as our window to what's going on in our segments, how do they see it, what are they doing. And it was pretty cool because we also were talking to them about, hey, you're in these segments and they have been tough. What are you doing in your business, be optimistic and to pass that optimism along and to keep the morale up and keep moving forward to innovate and to grow. So we talked to them about that because while their businesses are larger, they have all the same challenges as a Floor Expo member. So that was a really cool session. Kip, another thing that was really different this year, you've seen what we call our Supply Connect. That's our trade show type event.
Right.
We really changed the tone and the flavor of that. And long story short is we turned it into a real buying event. And I'd like to throw a huge shout out to our partner suppliers. They really came ready to do business. And Andy Hogan deserves a tremendous amount of credit. Andy's simply put the best on the procurement side in our business today, and he worked closely with our partner suppliers. And the bottom line is we sold lots of stuff at our Supply Connect this year. So everybody came away energized and excited about that in today's market. So there was a lot of business done. I'm talking about written business, shipping in truckloads, not little stuff. So that was cool.
Was that mostly on the multifamily side, which, as you've mentioned, is much more robust now than the single family side?
Well, you know, obviously it's easier for those guys to step up and bring in trucks of roll goods and things like that. There's no question about that. However, it was by no means limited to that. I mean, we tile, cushion, carpet, certainly we did a lot on the vinyl side as well. So, no, it was, I'm happy to report, really broad spread across all the membership.
Well, let me ask you a question about just the membership for a minute. I think the last time I was with you guys was last year in Atlanta, and you had about 100 members. And, you know, I need to point out that when we start looking at our top 100 retail list, which we're putting together right now for this next issue, those are some of the key players. Some of the listeners might say, why would you have this large event out in Palm Springs for, you know, 100 accounts? But the fact is that these are some pretty major players in the business. Talk a little bit about the health of the membership.
Well, it's healthy. And you have to remember that, you know, while we are the place for the best of the best, one member of that 100 might be somebody like our Home Solutions Member of the Year, Nick Federici, up at the Flooring Gallery, who has, what do you got, 6 or 8 stores, something like that, up in the Louisville, Lexington area. Already out of Houston, which operates 16 branches in 7 or 8 states, and they bring lots of people. So it's not just 100. That's the basic companies. And by the way, I should mention quickly, the Multifamily Solutions Member of the Year was Kimberly and Christian Rooney out of New Orleans, both great folks. But we're healthy. The builder guys have diversified. They've got their cost position in a place where they can survive, compete, and win in today's marketplace. And they're looking for the growth that's going to come. When, we're not sure, but they're going to come. And the multi guys, we're about grabbing share there. I mean, that's just what we're doing. So I would say healthy is the deal, even though it's at a little lower rate, Kemp, than it used to be.
Yeah, okay. Well, while we're talking about healthy, one of the fun parts, all of your meetings are relaxed and upbeat, but I missed the 5K run. Did you have the 5K run this year?
Absolutely. We had the 5K run, and I'll have to admit that, you know, while we try to be perfect there, that was when we had a little hiccup. The 5K run actually included an orienteering component, which was unintentional. But we got a nice tour of downtown La Quinta, California, but everybody got some exercise, lots of smiles. Rod from Arlen was our male champion of the 5K this year, so a shout-out to him as well.
All right, Dave, one more quick question. Last time I came to your meeting, you handed a coin, which I keep on my desk, that has a cross or an X on it. Talk a little bit about what your message was with that.
Sure. We talked about it again this year, as a matter of fact. It's not a cross. It's a positive sign punched out of the middle of it. And the idea last year was carrying around something tangible like that that's a reminder of the things that are important. You know, Jimmy Bonner, I thought, put it extremely well. You know, we live in a world full of such bad news that in spite of markets being down 75 or 80%, it's important to remember things can always be worse and to focus on the positive, again, with this mindset of changing outcomes in reality. And we talked about it again this year. I was at dinner with Jimmy and about a dozen other folks 6 months ago, reached into my pocket and pulled that medallion out. And then Jimmy had a smile on his face and reached into his pocket and pulled his out, and it looked like it had been, you know, beat to death and run through several loads of laundry. And carries it everywhere he goes, and there were a lot of stories like that. So we still carry him around and still carry that mindset, and it's a great thing to focus on during difficult times, that's for sure.
You can open a beer with it, too.
Jimmy Bonner is the one that pointed that out to me, and I probably shouldn't say anything more than that.
Yeah. Good to talk to you, definitely. Sorry I missed your meeting. Again, we've been talking to Dave Giesling and Jay Smith, CEO and president of Floor Expo, about their meeting last week in Palm Springs, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.